Welcome to Inside the Castle, the podcast that goes behind castle doors to have real conversations with real people about solving the nation's toughest challenges.
Hello, I'm Amanda Ray Marino, Public Affairs Officer for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Logistics Activity in Millington, Tennessee.
And I'm Warner Buckman, a biologist with the Army Corps of Engineers in the Jacksonville District.
Welcome to the Build With Us podcast, where we give our listeners an opportunity to learn more about the diverse people, mission impact, and career opportunities our personnel experience within the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers.
And today we're going to meet Nikki Edelenbos, who is a biologist here in my district, my home district of Jacksonville, who joined our team about a year ago. And so, Nikki, welcome and thank you for joining us today. Can you tell us a little bit about where you work and what you do for the Army Corps of Engineers?
Yeah, absolutely. I am a NEPA biologist, which is the National Environmental Policy Act. So I'm a NEPA biologist working for the Jacksonville District. And before that, I actually was a plan formulator in a different section working on ecosystem restoration within the Everglades. And that's just a nice community in the state of Florida. It's very unique to the state of Florida. So I've had a few different roles, and right now I'm focused on coastal navigation efforts along the east coast of Florida.
Yeah, that's quite a big project that you have going on right now. And I know those Everglades restoration projects myself, as I assisted with some of those in the beginning of my journey through the Corps. Can you share a little bit about your background before the Corps? Because we know that you've had quite extensive experience with coral research and all of that, and your own journey that kind of brought you to the Corps of Engineer team.
Yeah, absolutely. So I maybe should start from the beginning, but when I was a little kid. Yeah, when I was a little kid, I actually grew up in South Florida, closer to Miami to be exact, and my family used to go to the Florida Keys every weekend, and we would vacation in Marathon, Florida, and I remember scuba diving on the coral reefs down there every weekend and every summer, and it made me really fall in love with the ocean. And so fast forward to high school, I started realizing that the reefs I grew up on just started to look a little different. Not as many corals, not as many animals. And so it made me question what's going on. And I've always been somebody who wants to learn more and know more about the environment around me. And so in looking into that, I realized that marine biology was definitely a career path that I could take, and it would give me the answer to those questions. So I decided to go to Florida International University, and that's also in Miami, and decided to study marine biology, where I got involved very quickly in a shark lab. And it was more specifically a marine community ecology lab. So I actually did get some green turtle experience as well in that time. And over the course of those 4 years, just started getting really into the science of how the ocean works. And it made me want to pursue a master's. And in that time, I decided to go to the University of Miami, also in Miami, Florida. And I realized that the coral reef communities were kind of the foundation of everything in the ocean. And so it made me really fall in love with coral reefs even more than when I was a kid. And it gave me an opportunity to see how we can work with them. And one thing I really love about marine biology is that it gives me the unique opportunity to connect society and the ecosystem and see how we can really work together. And so bridging that gap between understanding what the ocean does for us and what we can do for the ocean. And so when I was in grad school, I really wanted to study policy and figure out how I can be on the side that affects change. And in that time, discovered who Warner was, and I got to speak with Warner on LinkedIn, and she was able to tell me about what she does with the Corps, and I just fell in love with it. I thought it was a really good opportunity to see how I could impact the environment in a positive way and also impact our coastal communities in a positive way and make sure that they are protected as well. And so, yeah, and here I am.
Well, so I can tell you're definitely passionate about marine biology. How does the Corps of Engineers mission align with your personal values and your career goals?
Like I said before, I really value just bridging that gap between understanding the ocean and how it can impact us in a positive way, and then also how we can impact it in a positive way and protect it and make sure that it's a resource that we always have. But I fundamentally understand, I think there's a line where we as society need to advance, we need resources, and part of that is has to impact the environment in some way. And so being at the core, you get to work on these projects where you get to have a say in how we're going to do that to the best of our ability to protect our resources as much as possible and also bring resources to our local communities. And so we do beach nourishments, and that's one of the main things that my section does. And in doing beach nourishments, we're bringing sand back onto the beaches to protect coastal erosion from coastal erosion after storm events or just from natural erosion processes that the ocean does due to our shoreline. And so in that time, by placing sand and things like that, we might affect the sea turtles and where they're nesting. So my role is to figure out which turtles, for instance, are possibly going to have a little bit harder time nesting in a certain area. And we can get people and contracts involved to take those turtles and put them in a safer place. And so I think what I really like about my job is just the fact that knowing that we have to do these things to protect our coastal communities, but also knowing that there is a way that we can do it to protect our ecosystem as well. And I really love that my job kind of bridges that gap.
That's awesome.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it sounds like you kind of already hit on one of the things that we wanted to talk about today, which was that significant way your work has impacted the community or the environment. It sounds like that's really one of those things that drives you and really helps you feel like you're part of something bigger. As you're going through all of this and as you're experiencing all of this, what really gets you up in the morning that makes you want to come and do what you're talking about? Is it the work with green turtles? Is it the work with renourishing these beaches and what's going on with corals? What is that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think fundamentally a good part of my day is going into the office and knowing that my team is all there to do the same thing as me with the same mission. Everybody kind of came to the core for unique reasons, but I feel like my team is really supportive and really passionate about the environment. So knowing that you're working with a team that you trust to do these projects, I think that encourages me to work on difficult topics. And I think what makes me most excited about my job is just the fact that we're given such a unique opportunity to steward these resources for the good of the state and for the Corps in general. It's for the good of the country. And so I'm really excited that I was selected to be here and just be a part of that process of working on really important projects that are going to help our communities on a day-to-day basis. And even underserved communities are going to experience positive changes that they can feel over time. And so I think thinking about that and thinking about the people that I'm doing this for and the ecosystem that I'm doing this for is really what makes me happy to be here.
Wow, what an awesome opportunity to kind of get to, you know, have that effect on the environment while also protecting your community. And it is your community. You're supporting the community you live in. So that's really awesome. On a personal level, how does the Corps of Engineers support work-life balance and employee well-being from your experience so far?
Yeah, I mean, I think that we have a really I'm in the planning division, and I think the planning division at Jacksonville has been positive for me so far, and just really happy to work with people that are happy to be there. And so part of that is making sure that the culture is good. And I do think that I have a lot of just friends at work who are wanting to prioritize our well-beings. And part of that is to not overwork your employees, you know, and part of that is to value people's time. And I think one unique thing about working for the federal government is, right, we're working off of our people's tax dollars. So we want to do that efficiently, effectively, and we don't want to take advantage of that time. So our goal every single day that we show up to work is get the work done, do it right, do it well, but also do it with people in mind. And so with that, it's you get to work, you do your job, and then you can go home, and we want to foster a really good environment. So please take your personal time, and I do feel that support from my supervisors. And I just recently, for instance, went to Ireland for a couple weeks. So feeling comfortable enough that I had the time off I was allowed to take, and my team was able to kind of get us to a place where I could get my work done before I left, and they were supportive of me having that free time. So it's stuff like that where I feel really encouraged by my team to just do what I need to do to make sure I'm an efficient and happy worker.
In your career journey, so from the core, from your experience in your master's program, what would you say has been the most useful piece of advice that you've received?
That's actually a really good question. Maybe, can we go to a next question and come back to this?
Yes, we can.
Yes, absolutely. All right. So for those that may be listening to this podcast and are interested in becoming a biologist with the Corps of Engineers, what qualities or skills do you think have been most important to your success within the organization so far?
I think one of the things I learned early and often is that you have to be confident in the skills that you do have, that you have to trust that they hired you with your specific skill set and unique skill set in mind, and you have the ability to contribute positively to your work environment and to the things that you do every single day at work. And so when I was a plan formulator, for instance, I was put in charge right away. You're a planning technical lead at that point. So you're put in charge right away of an interdisciplinary team where everybody has to be responsible for a certain aspect of different reports we worked on or other projects and things like that. And being confident to kind of lead out, schedule those meetings, make everybody feel engaged. Everybody has to work together. So you have to be that kind of person to bring in that collaboration. I think just being confident in the fact that you are here and given that role to do that goes a long way. And also being able to critically think. I think that's been advice I've gotten a lot. It's just our projects tend to have a lot of different moving parts, and a lot of it is sometimes difficult to kind of figure out and navigate what's going to be best for everybody. And there's a lot of competing needs. And so being able to say, I might not know how to answer this question, where can I find the answer? And kind of going out of your way to find that answer, whether that be from other coworkers, whether that be from deep diving into research, whatever it is, just don't be afraid to ask questions. Don't be afraid to show confidence in what you do. And I think that's helped me a lot.
With that, with all the variability you have with projects, with the various sizes of projects, some of them are multi-million dollars, some of them are a couple hundred thousand dollars. And with those taxpayer dollars, like you were talking about before, how do you look at each day and determine whether it was a success or not? What makes it feel like a success?
I think what makes it feel like a success is when you feel like you've moved a little bit closer, moved the needle a little bit closer to a solution. I mean, when you're talking about projects of that scale, there's so many different problems that you have to address. There's so many different people that you have to keep in mind. There's so many different ecosystems you have to keep in mind. And it's always really exciting when we're figuring out a project. A lot of these projects, you come up with a select handful of alternatives for how you're going to solve the problem. And being able to look at the problem and put all the moving parts together to push it forward, it always feels like a successful day once something like that has happened. I can give an example. We have a project down in South Florida that I had to go to a design shred is what it's called. And basically you get all of the disciplines that are on the project, you put them in a room together for a few days, and you are just in a huge brainstorming session. How are we going to get this pushed forward? You have people from the public, people from the county, you have people from your team, and everybody's just trying to figure out the way that this is going to help everybody. Being able to come up to a decision and actually move that project forward that's exciting to me.
So it kind of sounds like celebrating all those little victories in a much bigger project, but celebrating those milestones as they come up, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that's super important. So it's the little things that make the big things more meaningful.
I think you just came up with your own advice to give everyone else.
Yeah, there we go. That answers another question as well.
All right. So thinking back over the past year that you've had with the Corps of Engineers, can you share a memorable story or experience that kind of exemplifies the spirit of the Corps of Engineers for you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, could it just be something fun at work or?
Sure.
Yeah. So I feel like we have all of these really big tasks every single day and we work really hard. And so part of that is, and part of the culture that makes it such a good place to work is that we do a lot of fun things outside of work. We'll, for instance, we have a holiday party at the end of the year where we get to meet outside of work and hang out and commune with everybody. And it's just a really good time. And some of those things are like at Christmas parties or Halloween parties or whatever else we have outside of work. We have little competitions and stuff. And I'm somebody who absolutely loves to decorate. And so I decorate my cube. And we did for one holiday event, we were able to have like a cube decorating contest. So, and I was able to win. So stuff like that just makes it fun at work. So I have my little trophy sitting in my cube. And so it's stuff like that that makes it a fun environment.
No, that's great. It sounds like the culture in your workplace is a very positive one that's, you know, kind of open to, you know, thinking outside of the box as far as employee interactions and not just work, but let's have some fun too.
Yeah, absolutely. And Warner is a huge part of that. She is a great person to work with, and she loves bringing our community together at the Jacksonville District. So she can speak to that as well.
Wonderful.
I actually have a fun story to tell about Nikki. So like she said, she reached out and found me on LinkedIn and we had a fantastic conversation. And then she said she was interested in the Corps after she graduated. And just talking a little bit about the amazing network within the Corps, she reached out to someone else within the Corps who led her to someone else and ended up having lunch at the Corps at Jacksonville District's office. And so while we were there, I sat down at lunch and I looked across the table and we'd only had a phone conversation. And I was like, I feel like I recognize this person. But she had gotten married. And so her last name had changed. So she had introduced herself as a completely different name. And as the lunch table was having all these various conversations, I was like, I feel like I know her. I feel like I know her. And I think, Nikki, you said at the same time.
Yeah, in my head, in the back of my head, I was like, I know this person, we've spoken, I'm positive it has to be her. I'm not 100% sure, her voice sounds familiar. And then, yeah, it wasn't until closer to the end of lunch that we were like, do I know you?
I walked up and I was like, I know you from somewhere. How do I know you? And she said, well, I just got married, my name was this. And I was like, oh my gosh, it's Nikki. And then after that, I was like, you know what? This girl needs to be part of the Jacksonville District. We would be lucky to have her, and was able to take her resume to my upline and bring her into the fold. So it's been an amazing journey just to watch her grow over the past year.
Well, thank
Absolutely.
You.
It really shows the power of networking too.
Absolutely.
People in the Corps are 100% willing to talk to you and to try to find a fit if you are the right person for the Corps. And so many people out there really are. There's so much the Corps does just beyond engineering. And Nikki here is a perfect example of that as a coral biologist.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, I mean, it was so awesome to speak with you. And I think that speaks to Warner's character and a lot of people like her at the Corps are the same way, where I was able to just cold message her on LinkedIn and she gave me more than an hour of her time that day and even just worked so hard to go out of her way for me later on. And so things like that stick out. And I feel like a lot of core employees also stick out in other ways for similar reasons, because it's a good environment.
I can definitely echo those sentiments. I feel like in my experience with the Corps of Engineers that even though we may not know each other, if you're in the Corps of Engineers, you're already like, you've got that bond, you've got that instant connection, you know you're working for a mission that you both believe in. And when you have that shared interest and shared bond, you know, people go out of the way to help you and really make you feel like, you know, it's cliche, but it really does feel like a family. You know, Nikki, we're just talking for the first time today, but I know if you're working for the Corps of Engineers, you've got to be an awesome person.
And likewise, definitely. Thank you.
All right.
Well, are there any other questions for Nikki or?
I have one last question. So as you're kind of celebrating your year anniversary with the Corps of Engineers, what is one thing that you wish more people out there outside of the Corps of Engineers knew about this organization?
I think that's a great question. I feel like a lot of people that I talk to that started working for the Corps, their first response is, wow, I just had no idea it was like this. And I think it tends to feed.
What do you
a lot.
Mean like this?
Yeah, that's, I think that's a good follow up. It's just, there are so many more opportunities than one would think. And there's so much support within the Corps to look into the opportunities that are given and be able to take advantage of those so that you can have the career that you want. The Corps is very supportive in that. So Warner, when I first started, she got me a job in the section she was in, and it was in plan formulation. And I absolutely loved it. I had a great team as well. And I was doing something totally different with the Everglades. But at the end of the day, I did understand that I do know a lot about coral reefs, and I do have a little bit more experience with environmental work. And so I was able to, within 9 months, switch to the environmental section. So I was still within planning, but it was a totally different experience and a totally different team working on very different projects. And I was given the support by all the leadership to do that. And they really took advantage, or not took advantage, they looked at what my skill sets were and said, hey, these are the opportunities that you can have here. What do you want to do with that? And they gave me the opportunity to make that decision for myself. Once you're here, you're not put into a box, and you can have a lifelong career that looks different until you find something that fits. And I think that's what's awesome about the Corps, is they're very supportive and just making sure that you are with the right fit, but that you feel welcomed here.
It sounds like there's a place for everyone to build with us here in the Corps of Engineers, huh?
Yes, that sounds great. That is exactly right.
Build your career, build your future. Build your space. That's one of the beautiful things about the Corps. There's so many various opportunities, like you were just saying. And if one you grow out of, or you find another fit that's even better for you, jump in feet first.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, Nikki, thank you so much for your time today and sharing your story with us, your entire journey. We really appreciate all that you do for the Army Corps of Engineers and our nation. And thank you so much for being a part of our team.
And thank you for having me. It's awesome to be a part of it.
So if any of our listeners would like to submit a question for an upcoming edition of the Build With Us podcast, please click on the email within this platform, and we'd be happy to hear from you and possibly answer some of those questions in our next session. Thank you so much.
Thanks for joining us for this Inside the Castle podcast. To provide your feedback, email us at cw.infrastructure.team@usace.army.mil. Stay tuned for additional Inside the Castle podcasts as we explore life inside the Corps and revolutionize civil works together.